Now, from the 1st of July, the cost of verifying a South African ID is going to skyrocket from 15 cents to 10 rand for real-time checks. The Department of Home Affairs, as I understand it, says it's about security and ending abuse of the system, but there's been strong pushback. Banks, fintechs and digital service providers warn it could exclude vulnerable users and stifle innovation. Capitec says it's going to absorb the cost for now. TymeBank calls it, and I quote, a crippling blow. Kasatu says more protection is needed. So let's put all of that on the table. I'm joined by the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Leon Schreiber. Let's talk about the rationale and what it means for you and I, the financial system and the digital economy. Minister, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. Maybe let's start with this. Where's the evidence that the 15 cent checks posed a security risk? What have you discerned?
Hi, Jeremy. Good to be with you again. So this all started with us trying to answer a pretty fundamental question, which is why do we have the challenge of system offline at Home Affairs offices? And we investigated that challenge and we found really two main culprits. The first one being services that run through CETA, the State Information Technology Agency. But the second one is about the National Population Register itself. Now, this is the database that sits at the foundation of our state. And it is this database that is used when you access Home Affairs services, but also various other services, SASSA, the justice system, etc. So we had to then ask the question, why is the NPR failing more than 50% of the time? And this is a critical point. In other words, more than half of real-time verifications do not succeed currently. And that is a risk to national security when you have a system that is performing that poorly. We tried to answer that question and we found that since the real-time verification service was introduced in 2013 at a price that was absurdly low, 15 cents, that's less than the price of a chappie, is where we priced your South African identity. And that robbed us and the department of the resources for maintenance and upgrades over a number of years. And this is despite the fact that similar services in the private sector often cost 20 rand for a single verification, not 15 cents. So effectively what was going on here is that taxpayers were subsidizing this service because it does not cost Home Affairs 15 cents to provide. And that was driving profits in the private sector. We also then found, because this price was so low, that there was widespread abuse taking place. I can give you one example where, because it's only 15 cents per verification, we had users who were uploading their entire database to the live queue every single day just to check if one person had died on their database. And so that is a clear example of the abuse that then leads to the overloading of the system. And that is why you have system offline challenges across the board. So that's basically the background as to why this needs to be very urgently addressed.
Minister, why have you rejected a volume-based or phased model, as has been proposed by some fintechs, instead of hitting it with one sweep?
Well, of course, the irony is that there are claims about not having proper public consultation, which is just an outright lie. We have had a 30-day period that was gazetted for public consultation. We engaged in written consultations. We had a number of in-person meetings, including with associations. And it was precisely because of these consultations that we did introduce a new solution. This is the offline queue, which only costs 1 rand per verification, not 10 rand. And essentially, Jeremy, what we need to do here is urgently in the interest of national security, get people to stop overloading the live queue. And this is the irony of the approach that has been taken by someone like Time, where, well, firstly, I think the CEO does not even live in South Africa, so I think he's unaware of the scale of the crisis at SASSA and Home Affairs. But secondly, many of our users are now working with us so that we can achieve our shared goal, which is to optimize usage. Because the price is now set at the correct level, these users have an incentive to move as many of their transactions to the off-peak queue that I've just mentioned. This will run when Home Affairs offices are not open. SASSA and SAPS are not using the system so intensely overnight. And then we can check things like death records. So that is what almost every single other user is doing. There's just this one outlier that is making all kinds of untrue claims about lacking consultation. And they're pretending as if the offline queue wasn't introduced. This is exactly the solution to the problem.
What about the assertion that the new system will exclude vulnerable users?
Well, that is just absolutely untrue, because the current system excludes vulnerable users. Again, I say, More than 50% of real-time verifications currently fail. That's what exclusion looks like. A broken system where you can't get service at Home Affairs, where you can't get yourself verified at SASSA, where you can't open a bank account because we can't verify your identity, and where fraud takes place because people then bypass the system that's broken. That is the cost. That is the exclusion. That is what we're trying to fix by just simply ending a taxpayer subsidy that has gone straight into the pockets of these big corporate entities. The vast majority, every single one of them, in fact, outside of this one user, have recognized that argument because they've engaged with us during the public consultation process. But we have it on record that the CEO of Time Bank didn't even read the personal letter we sent to him inviting public consultation. He woke up after that window had closed, and now he's desperately trying to protect his pockets while we're trying to fix a system for all South Africans.
So you've got a beef with Time Bank at the moment. What efforts are going to be made to resolve that?
Well, it's very simple. Every other user has contacted us on the email address we've created for them to set up their usage ahead of the go-live date, which is the 1st of July. What they should have done and what they can still do is get in touch with us on that email address so that we can optimize their usage. We're sitting, as we speak, with our users, looking at agreements we have now put in place with them to say, how many of the volumes that you're currently loading into the live queue can we move into the off-peak queue so that you save money and our system doesn't fall over? Very important point to make as well, Jeremy. We've already built an upgrade. So we've tested it with three of our users, including government's justice cluster. And the statistics from yesterday show that 271,000 verifications were done in the live queue by the justice cluster with an average response time now of 2 milliseconds and not one error. We've already built that upgrade at taxpayer expense. So they're going to get a better service. They're going to have the option of paying a lower price for non-real-time verifications. Every single other user is working with us to optimize that system. That is what everyone should be doing.
And you're prepared to commit to a review in time and either adjust or reverse if access does suffer?
Well, I just simply don't believe that that is possible, that access is going to suffer. Because as I've said to you, access is already collapsing. The system doesn't work in more than 50% of cases. Access is going to improve because we're finally going to have a system that's upgraded. We've already built that. And we're going to manage traffic better. But like every other service that is not an entitlement or a right, we have to make it sustainable. The difference with Home Affairs is if the National Population Register goes down, the foundation of public sector services, as well as the foundation of private sector profits, collapses. That is what we need to avoid.
I'm going to leave it there. Dr. Leon Schreiber, Minister of Home Affairs, thank you very much for joining me today.